Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to this special Wednesday edition of Catholic Answers Live. 2 hours of open forum today, meaning any question that you have on the life, the faith, the history of the Catholic Church. If you want to know about sacraments, you want to know about popes, you want to know about councils, you want to know about the dogmas and the doctrines and the moral teachings of the Church, this is your day. Just give us a call, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Joining us this hour, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers and the author of A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Being a Better Apologist, Jimmy Akin. Is your microphone working there, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just checking. I was checking my foot pedal to keep my microphone from working when I need to cough.
Yeah, and coughs are going around here.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, in addition to open forum, and I want to stress this, we try to take a very small amount of our, you know, of our broadcast year. To ask anybody for their support. So even when we are coming to you, and this is our last time this year that we're going to be able to do this, this 3-day pledge drive. Even when we're doing that, we try to still do our regular job, which is answer questions about the Catholic faith.
So we're going to be doing that today. But we do need to ask you for your support. And because the time is limited, we need to ask that you support us right now while we're able to talk about it, while you're thinking about it. Because I know myself, if I don't do something while I'm thinking about it, I can forget and it can get away from me. So by all means, please help us out right now with your generosity. We had a great day yesterday. We met our goal yesterday for those. We had a $20,000 matching challenge yesterday and we made that. But here's the thing. We have another $20,000 matching challenge today.
That's
and
wonderful.
If we don't get $20,000 from people's generosity today, we won't get that $20,000.
Right.
And so it's very important that you help us out right now. The way you can do that is by calling 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have lots of people standing by right now to take your pledge and help you out. All kinds of people in the building are doing this. Basically, everybody we have here who's not directly working on the radio show right now is standing by at their desk by their phone to help make it easy for you to be generous to us. And that goes all the way up to our president, Christopher Jack. He's doing that right now. He was just in here before the show and he was leaving to go take pledges right now. Yesterday, when I wasn't on the show, I was at my desk taking pledges. And it was great to be able to talk with people and hear the enthusiasm in people's voices for this show that they love so much. And so it was a very I felt blessed after talking to everybody. I couldn't wait to do it again. And so I just want to encourage you, give us a call right now, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely right there online.
We have a few gifts that we are able to give during this pledge drive. If you're able, for example, to make a pledge of $18 a month, to us that means an enormous amount because of the $18 a month, but also because we're able to calculate what we can plan, in other words, for the next year, knowing that these funds are coming in. And in addition to your $18, though, every month of that will be matched by the donor who has come forward today, donor or donors who have come forward today with a $20,000 match. And so it's $36 a month to us. We're able to say thank you by sending you The Case for Catholicism, the brand new book from Trent Horn, and I mean brand new. It has just come out from Ignatius Press. And we're going to send you The Bible in a Year, a book edited by the very, very fine Bible scholar and teacher, Tim Gray. And so if you are able to make that monthly pledge, or if you want to make a one-time gift of $200, again, that will be matched. It's $400 to us, and we're able to send you these books. For those of you who are especially blessed this year, and as you're coming to the end of the year, you may be planning your year-end giving, two things. One, if you have a substantial amount of money that you think could be used for a match, that's how these matches happen. People let us know that they have this money and they give us a call, and someone will probably connect you with Chris Check, our president, who will work out that match and how you want it given and all that kind of thing. So maybe you are a person who's had a very good year, for example, in the stock market. It's beyond my understanding, but many people have done very well that year.
So the market has really gone up.
So maybe you have $5 or $10 or even $20,000 that we could use for a match. When we come back here and do this tomorrow or another time that we do that. So that you call the same number, 888-291-8000. Or maybe you've been especially blessed and you say, well, I'd like to give $500. Well, for $500 or more, we'd like to send you The Case for Catholicism from Trent Horn, The Bible in a Year from Dr. Tim Gray, and add to that Unlocking the Mystery of the Bible, a 4-DVD set with accompanying workbook from Jeff Cavins and Sarah Chrismeyer that is, I mean, really the basics of the Catholic faith from Trent and then Dr. Gray and Jeff and Sarah helping you through the Bible. You couldn't do much better than that. And again, at a $500 gift to us, that's doubled. That's $1,000 that we'll be receiving. And then we're able to send you those gifts to say thank you. And we're very, very grateful for it. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Shall we take a call, Jim?
Yeah, let's.
Let's go to Alex in Lakewood, California, watching on YouTube. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Alex, what's your question for Jimmy?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Big fan of the show. My question is, I'm part of a young adult Catholic ministry, and there are some community members who are part of this workshop called I Am, mm-hmm. and they claim it to be Christian, and they talk a lot about positive energy and affirmations, and it sounds kind of New Age to me, which I'm told as Catholics we should stay away from. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if Jimmy could just explain more about what this I Am movement is and how I can explain to my community members like why they should stay away from this.
Well, there have been a bunch of different things in history connected with the phrase I am, because it's a phrase that we find in the Bible itself. It's ultimately what God says to Moses at the burning bush when he identifies himself. And so it's used in the Bible as a name for the one true God, the one God who exists. And then the same phrase gets picked up by Jesus in the Gospel of John, most notably. There's a number of sayings known as the I Am sayings, where Jesus uses this phrase for himself. He'll either, in one case, he's asked about he's just referred to Abraham, and people have say to him, well, you're not even 50 yet. How could you know about Abraham and what happened with him? And Jesus says, well, before Abraham was, I am. And this is one of Jesus's claims to being God. He also uses I am in other contexts, like I am the bread of life, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There are a bunch of statements like that that he makes. And so this phrase is not itself a danger signal. It's something that a lot of different groups have used in various ways down through history. And there are, I imagine, any number of different groups that use it for themselves today. So I don't know specifically which group it is that your friends are encountering. But to the extent they're talking about positive energy or positive affirmation, you know, it does raise some questions. Neither one of those are necessarily bad things. I mean, I can talk about how let's say I went to a totally Orthodox Catholic preacher and heard him preach, and he was he gave a message about love, and it really fired people up. And I could say afterwards, there was a lot of positive energy in that room as a result of his sermon. And I don't mean anything weird or mystical by that. I just mean that, you know, people felt a certain energy, not any kind of strange one, and it happened to be positive. On the other hand, if by that I mean that – there is some kind of mystical energy that humans can manipulate in some way, well, then we're getting into more problematic territory. Same thing with positive affirmations. If I went to this preacher's speech and he really affirmed the fact that God loves us and Jesus died for us, that's how much he cares about us, I could say, wow, I felt it was such a positive affirmation of God's love after he delivered this message. And there's nothing wrong with that. Positive affirmations can be good things. But if you have the idea that you can somehow wish things into existence by making positive affirmations and it's going to in some mystical way produce the results, well, then you're trying to do magic, and that's something that Christians should be staying away from. So I would say, given these facts, what I would do is some more investigation. I would say, go to your friends and ask them a little bit more about this and find out how they're using these phrases and what this group teaches. And if they're saying it's a Christian group, I'd say, okay, who is sponsoring it? What Christian group is sponsoring it? Because if it's approved by the local diocese, well, that's a good sign. On the other hand, if it's run by a non-Catholic church that nevertheless professes the Christian faith, well, that's something, but it's not as good as being approved by the local diocese, because non-Catholic Christian churches, although they are our brothers and sisters in Christ, they have mistaken ideas sometimes, and that could be affecting this group as well. So, and it could even be that they're from a group that actually isn't Christian, but that wants to claim it is, like a full-blown New Age group could be. So I would say before I try to engage my friends on why they shouldn't go to this group, I would find out more about it and try to identify, are there specific things that this group does or believes that are contrary to the Catholic faith? And then if there are, that gives you your answer about how to warn them away. You just have to say, well, look, they believe this or they do this, and this isn't consistent with the Catholic faith, and here's why, perhaps citing the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So I would say do more investigation and then use the results of that investigation to make an appraisal of this organization and issue whatever warnings may be needed.
Alex, thank you very, very much for that call. 888-318-7884 is the number to talk with Jimmy if you have a question about anything having to do with the Catholic faith, the Christian faith, or philosophy, morality. We're happy to take those calls. It's an open forum today. However, we have a different number to give you if you are willing to help us to be fully financed through the end of the year and into next year. A very generous donor or donors has made available again today a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. The way the match works is if you give a dollar, they give a dollar, up to $20,000. So anyone who – I guess I don't have to do demonstrations of that, but $100 becomes $200 and $500 right. becomes $1,000.
Well, no, it helps people understand the magnitude. I mean, it helps me understand it, to think in those terms. And there are people out there who could give $500 or $1,000. And to us, a $500 gift would turn into $1,000. And a $1,000 gift would turn into $2,000. A $5,000 gift would turn into $10,000. And so that would be halfway to today's goal. And there are people listening to us right now who have been blessed by God in a way that enables them to make gifts like that. We know that because that's how we got the match in the first place. Someone had been very blessed by God, wanted to share their blessing with others by means of promoting Catholic Answers Live and all the work of Catholic Answers. And so they're sharing their blessing in that way, and we ask you to share yours. You can give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, the call-in number is 888-291-8000 to make your donation. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and that is good 24 hours a day. So if you're listening to this on podcast or after the fact, streaming it online somehow, you can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com any time of the day or night. And if you're in another country and you can't call an American toll-free number, I mean, I think our toll-free number is good for United States and Canada, maybe Mexico, but it's a North American number. But no matter where you are in the world, and I know we have people listening in Singapore and in the Philippines and in India and in Africa and in Latin America and in Europe, because we get calls from all of those places when people call in with their questions.
Yesterday on air, a guy gave us 15 pounds a month.
Awesome.
From,
that's great.
From Birmingham, England.
That's wonderful. So even if you're not able to call the North American toll-free number, you can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and use the blessing that you've received from God to bless others by helping God's Word get to them through the agency of Catholic Answers Live and all the work of Catholic Answers.
888-291-8000 is that donor line, 888-291-8000. Every single person that we know of in this building, other than ourselves and the people on the other side of the glass running the program, are waiting by their phone. So there should be somebody there. It's very quick, too. If you'd like to sit and chat with the person, I'm sure they'd be happy to chat with you. But if you're in any way in a hurry, they can get you done in a couple minutes, and you're on to your next thing. So we will not waste your time. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're getting messages. So if you are giving in honor of someone else or in your anniversary or something, we'd be happy to mention that on the air as well. Maureen, for example, in Canal, Winchester, Ohio, gave us $20. That's $40
now. What a great name.
I know. Canal, Winchester. Yeah.
That's almost as good as Two Guns, Arizona.
I had another one the other day. Someone called from somewhere, Two Guns, Arizona, and then that is one of my favorites, Two Guns, Arizona.
Too.
But I love when we get those names. But I like this one. Anne in DeSmet, South Dakota, $100 became $200. Hey. And DeSmet, you know that name? Father DeSmet was the missionary to the Indians up there.
Yeah. And it means the smet in French. Yeah.
I've never had a smet. Have you ever?
Well,
is a smet a good thing or a bad thing?
If it's a sainted missionary, I think it's a good thing.
Yes, and he was a sainted missionary indeed. Look at this. Nicole in San Diego, $1,000.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Megan in Fort Worth, Texas, $1,000. Thank you both.
Yes.
And all of those doubled. Every single one of those donations doubled.
That's right.
I have to say, someone was pointing out to me today that Texas has really come through for us. And so thank you, State of Texas, for your support.
I got a bunch of calls yesterday from Texas when I was manning the phones, and it was really great talking to people. I noticed – this is just a little side story, but I noticed on our whiteboard where we have the information about people calling in, someone in the building took a call from New Braunfels, Texas, which is right outside Austin. Right outside San Antonio. But I guess they misheard it because they wrote it down as New Braunfels.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't want to thank the donor correctly. So I changed it to New Braunfels, and then they changed it back to New Braunfels. So I waited and fixed it to New Braunfels because it's like my papa lived in this town. I know the name of it. Yeah.
Well, thanks to everybody in Texas who's been helping us out during this pledge drive. Thanks to everyone everywhere who has done so. 888-291-8000 is the number. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go online and do that. We go now to Angel in Anaheim, California, watching on Facebook. Hey, another online person. Angel, thanks for watching on Facebook. Your question for Jimmy.
Hi. The question I have for Jimmy is, I know the Bible has four Gospels, but I've also heard that there's more Gospels out there. So my question is, how many are out there, and why didn't they make the canon of the Bible?
Okay. There's not an exact number of Gospels that one could name. And one of the reasons for that is most ancient literature most of the books that were written in history have not survived down to today. So they've been lost. And so we don't really know how many have been written total. And various people down through history have continued to write them. There was, for example, around 100, maybe 150 years ago, there was a guy who wrote one called the Aquarian Gospel of Levi. And it's very different than in its teaching than the Christian faith. It's not an Orthodox gospel. It's kind of a New Age document, and so it's popular in some New Age circles. But the fact that it was written like in the, I forget, the late 1800s or in the 1900s, that of itself means that it doesn't have any real connection to first century traditions about Jesus and what he said and did and taught. So it's a derivative work that's based on, unfortunately, principally the author's imagination. And so nobody who's a serious, sober scholar or even a serious, sober Christian would take the Aquarian Gospel of Levi seriously. And that is, in essence, the reason that the other so-called Gospels didn't make it into the Bible, because they were written later. Now, they weren't written 1,900 years later, but they were written in the 2nd century and the 3rd century and the 4th century in particular, especially the 3rd and 4th century. That's when a lot of these were written, although there are a few from the 2nd century. But the key is they're written after the deaths of the apostles and their associates, so they're detached from the original source of information about Jesus, and they frequently contain teachings kind of like the Aquarian Gospel of Levi. They contain teachings that are contrary to what the apostles preached. So you can demonstrate both from the fact that they don't have a real connection with the apostolic community, that they're going to be historically dubious, and from the fact that they contain a radically different message than the one the apostles preached, that on that ground also, they're not reliable records of what Jesus said and did. And so that's the basic reason that these various gospels were not included in scriptures, because the early Christians recognized that these are late and they're not reliable. So they don't really come from the apostles, and they don't really have the authentic apostolic teaching in them either. And that's the basic reason.
Angel, thanks very, very much for your call. I do indeed hope that that was helpful to you. Again, we are in the midst of a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match again today. Very, very generous donors have agreed to help us out. So every dollar that is given to us today during this radio pledge drive will go towards that match up to $20. That means if you give $10, it becomes $20. If you give $1,000, it becomes $2,000. 888-291-8000 is the number. We go now to Michael in West Lafayette, Indiana, watching on Facebook Live. Michael, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Thank you for taking my question. My question is cursing a sin? And I don't mean cursing at someone. I mean those times when you're in your car and you curse under your breath or something like that. Thank you.
It's a very interesting question. Obviously, sounds by their nature don't have any particular meaning. The meaning is something that we ascribe to them. That's why a word that means one thing in one language can mean something completely different in another language. And so it's not the word itself that is bad when a person curses. It's what the person is signifying by using that word that's potentially bad. And in some cases, obviously, what we call cursing is just flat out wrong and never justifiable, you know, like cursing God or blaspheming God or things like that. But then there are other situations where we will call it cursing, but it's not really. Properly speaking, cursing is when you wish harm on someone. And the classic one is damn. And in the past, when people would say, damn you, they meant that. I mean, they were wishing someone to go to hell.
Yeah.
And if that's what you mean, that's not consistent with Christian love. We don't want anyone to go to hell. We don't want anyone to be damned. Christ tells us to pray even for our enemies. And so as a result, if that's what you mean, well, that is always going to be wrong. But people also tend to use the term cursing to refer to things other than profanity, which is violating God's holiness, like blaspheming God or cursing God. And then there's cursing proper, which is wishing harm on someone. But then there's this other thing that often gets called cursing. And properly speaking, it's called vulgarity. Vulgarity is talking the way low-class, ordinary people have a reputation for talking. Same root as the word vulgate from Latin, the common people. And vulgarity, saying certain words that are kind of low class and a little bit rude, it doesn't have the same moral characteristic as blasphemy or cursing. And so doing it in your car as just an expression of frustration, it's on a whole different playing field.
Thanks, Michael. We'll be right back with more on Catholic Answers Live Open Forum with Jimmy Akin right after this.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live. It's a little bit of a treat to do Open Forum on Wednesday. Any question that you have about the life, the faith, the history of the Catholic Church, we are happy to take. You can join us on Facebook, YouTube, Periscope. You can give us a call, 888-318-7884. And we do mean anything. And and I should say this. I sometimes forget to say, you don't have to be Catholic to call. Anybody can call. If you got a question about the Catholic faith, you're just interested or bothered or anything by some aspect of the Catholic faith, we are very happy to take your call. We will do our best to be both intelligent and charitable in our responses. However, I would also like to mention before we go back to the calls that for those of you just joining us or for those of you who need a reminder, we are in the midst of our end of the year pledge drive, meaning we come to you now as we only do a few times a year, four times a year, actually, for 3 days. And even during those 3 days, only for a matter of minutes each hour to ask you, would you support Catholic Answers and this radio program, Catholic Answers Live, so that we can stay on the air and online sharing the good news of Jesus Christ as it is given to the world in the Catholic Church. 888-291-8000 is the number for that support, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. This hour, today, for the next hour and a half, we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. A very generous donor has given us money, $20,000, and said, if you can raise $20,000, I will match it. Anything you raise up to $20,000, I will match.
So we should clarify, he hasn't given us the money. He said, if we raise the money,
right,
then he'll give
it
to us. And so that's one reason it's important for you to call right now. It's also important for you to call right now because we have lots of people standing by at this moment to take your pledge and make it very easy for you to get through and talk to somebody. They're standing by at 888-291-8000. We'll be saying that number again as we go forward. It's something that I learned yesterday, both from the kind of pre-flight briefing on how to take people's donations and then from actually doing it, is a lot of people would call in while they're driving and say, I want to make my pledge. And you may be thinking, well, you know, I'd like to do that. I'm driving right now. I'd like to support Catholic Answers Live. I know it's important to do that while I'm thinking about it, because if I wait till I get home and I go in my door, I'm going to forget. And in fact, scientists have discovered we do tend to forget things when we go through doors.
Really?
It's a quirk in our neurology, but it's like crossing this barrier is like, okay, clear out the buffer, think about new stuff. And so it's a very human thing. And so it really is the best thing to call now, even if you're driving, while we have people standing by and while you're thinking about it. You may say to yourself, well, I can't really whip out my credit card and read it to you right now. That's okay. Because what you can do, as long as you make contact and you let us know your phone number, we can call you back when you're not on the road and when it is convenient. So you can get your self in the queue or in the line, so to speak, while you're driving, and just say, I want to support y'all. I want to pledge this amount. Here's my address and my phone number. But I'm driving right now, so I can't use my credit card right now. But call me back and we'll get it taken care of. So even if you're driving right now, you can support us, and this is a great time to do it because we have those people standing by to make it easy, and also because you're thinking about it right now, and because we need to meet our $20,000 match today, which we now have only 90 minutes to talk about. So we're a quarter of the way through today's show. We're half the way through this hour. So if you're on a station that only gets us for 1 hour a day, we're half done being able to talk about it.
888-291-8000 is that number. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. And when you support Catholic Answers, this is what you're supporting.
Well, my son got me addicted to Catholic Answers Live before I was Catholic. And he's now a seminarian at Mount St. Mary's. So I started listening to it, and it has been an absolutely incredible help for my faith journey. I listen to it all the time.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We hear those stories all the time. It's actually a privilege to get to hear those stories. I wish we could share more of them with you, folks who tuned into Catholic Answers, and really in many ways having very little to do with our personalities or abilities or anything like that. The gospel itself is very, very powerful. The good news is very powerful. The sacraments of the church are inviting and powerful, and when people find them, their lives are changed. Please be part of the Catholic media and radio revolution. Give us a call, 888-291-8000, and support your support this program in wherever you are, so that, you know what, in many cases it might be your own kids, your own family, your own spouses. We all have family members who need to be reminded of the truth and invited back to it. So support that, 888-291-8000, if you would, especially while we have this $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We go now to Nick in St. Paul, Minnesota, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Nick, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your question?
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm not familiar with other translations of the Apostles' Creed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, in the English version, why it says that Jesus descended into hell, because that kind of sends the wrong idea, does it not?
It's a very common question, and if I were translating the Apostles' Creed for the first time today, I wouldn't translate it that way, because in English, it does communicate something to the ordinary colloquial English speaker that is not meant. In ordinary contemporary English, hell refers to the place of the damned, and Jesus didn't go to hell in that sense. Jesus did not experience damnation. But what he did do was go to the place of the dead. He died. And that is what's meant here. And in fact, in older English, that's what the word hell meant. Hell was not a term specifically for the place of the damned. It was just a term for the place of the dead. And so the basic affirmation is that Jesus Christ really died. He went to the place of the dead, and then he was raised back to life. So it is confusing, but that's one of the things that tends to happen in every language, but with religious texts, once people are used to them, they don't change them very easily. And so the usage kind of hallows the text and hallows the translation, makes it sacred to people. And in fact, that's why we've still got the word hallowed in the Lord's Prayer, even though nobody today virtually uses the word hallowed in ordinary speech. Hallowed means to sanctify, to make holy. And so when we say, hallowed be thy name, we're asking God to sanctify his name or make it holy among people. And in the Apostles' Creed, it's the same thing going on. Just the fact that people have said descended into hell for hundreds of years is something that has made us used to this in a way that even though it can be kind of confusing, it would be difficult to change at this point. And oftentimes the better thing to do is just explain what it means. And what it means is just that Jesus went to the place of the dead.
Nick, appreciate that call. 888. Well, I was going to say I don't want to give too many confusing phone numbers. I stopped myself because the number to call to support Catholic Answers while we are in the midst of this pledge drive, and it is somewhat urgent because, again, these donations that folks have given us today, $20,000, dollar-for-dollar match. If we are able to match that, what is given to us as $20,000 from you, the listener today, is matched by someone else. And so we do very, very well, and we need your support.
Yeah. And if we don't match it, if we don't get that $20,000 then from listeners, then we won't get the $20,000 from the major donor. If we make $10,000, we might get $10,000, mm-hmm. but if we don't get the full $20,000. So this is a real match. And we really need your help as a result. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Please do it now while we have all these people standing by to take your pledge and also while you're thinking about it. And may God richly bless you. And we know he will because that's one of the things that Scripture teaches. Paul tells us in the Corinthian epistles, specifically it's in 2 Corinthians, he says God loves a cheerful giver. And he, on more than one occasion, and we can talk about this some more as we go along, but on more than one occasion, Paul stresses the rewards that are given to those who are generous in supporting God's work.
888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge today. 888-291-8000. We go now to Samantha in Southwest Michigan, listening on 91.5 FM. Samantha, your question for Jimmy Akin.
I'm sort of freshly Catholic, but the rest of my family is not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm still getting a little pushback.
Okay.
Like things like papal authority and the magisterium of the church. And one of the things I was challenged on was when I pointed out that Jesus said he would be with them until the end of the age. One of the elders very quickly said, well, yes, the end of the apostolic age, but that ended when John died. And so now all of that is over with. And so they don't see a problem with things like the Protestant Reformation and stuff like that.
Okay. So you'd like to some thoughts on how to respond to that?
Other than the end of, the apostles.
Okay. I missed the last question, ma'am. Could you repeat it?
Mm-hmm. Is there another way to understand, behold, I am with you always until the end of the age, as something other than the end of the apostolic age? I tried the sola scriptura answer of show me that in Scripture, and they said, well, that's just what it means.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can then respond by saying, no, that's not. Jesus is assuring his disciples that he's going to be with them until the end of the world. And that's something that is indicated, among other places, elsewhere in that very same Gospel of Matthew, because I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the age, is in Matthew 28. But if you back up to Matthew 16, Jesus also addresses the subject of his church and says that I will build my church, and notice it's singular, it's just one church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so that indicates that Jesus is envisioning his church as going on forever. It's never going to cease to exist. I mean, even in the eternal order of things, Christ will still have his people, his church. And so the fact that he indicates an ongoing existence for the church that's not just confined to the apostolic age so that the church ceases when the last apostle dies. The fact he indicated that his church would go on forever for the rest of the Christian age, that sheds light on what he means when he talks about, I'm going to be with you until the end of the age in chapter 28. The idea that he would be with his church spiritually and then what's the alternative? Spiritually abandon his church upon the death of the last apostle? That doesn't seem to be consistent with the providential care that Jesus has for all mankind, dying for all mankind to make salvation possible, not just for people living in the apostolic age, but people living in our age, and gathering them together in his church, which he said the gates of hell wouldn't prevail against. So that's in our age too. And if he has this care for people in our age, both by dying for them and by interceding for us even now in heaven and by providing his church for us, if he's doing all of these things that span the entire Christian age, then it just doesn't make much sense to say, well, I'm going to be with y'all spiritually, but only till John dies, and after that, I'm out of here.
So that was a very grumpy Jesus.
Well,
yeah.
My point is
because you were
that's
satirizing.
Not what he would do.
The point, yeah, exactly. Samantha, thanks very much for the call. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Open Forum with Jimmy Akin right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Pope Francis said, all of us are called to mature in our work as evangelizers. We want to have better training, a deepening love, and a clear witness to the gospel. St. Paul Street Evangelization's online school of evangelization will equip you with the tools you need to be an effective evangelist. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you're unable to give, we'll set you up for free. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, Open Forum. Jimmy Akin here with us this hour. Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. And we're so happy to get to share this open forum with you, getting calls from all over the world, as it turns out. We'll try to get to all those calls, but we're able to take those calls because people support us. And that is as straightforward and honest as I can be about it. You do have to support your local Catholic radio station. Your local Catholic radio station is the signal that carries these programs. But we are a content provider. That's what we do. We don't own stations. We make the content that goes on to Catholic radio stations. And we probably don't need as much support. I don't know, because they got to run those big towers and all that, but we need your support, and we come to you four times a year to ask you for that support in order to continue to do what we do here at Catholic Answers, a radio program that, to my knowledge, is heard on more Catholic radio stations than certainly than any other Catholic radio program that I know of, and about to celebrate 20 years, and we've been doing this for a long time, and we have so many testimonies to the value and the power of sharing the Catholic faith in this way. We just come to you now and ask you, could you please support that? Could you support that with your prayers? Could you support that financially? And when you do support that financially today, every dollar that you pledge, every gift that you make will be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 because of generous donors who have made that available. 888-291-8000 is our number.
And a lot of people are supporting the program. We want to say thank you to Gina in Pasco, Washington, who's made a $100 donation. Roxanne in Fort Worth, Texas, another $100 donation. Victor in Cedar Hill, Texas, $10, one-time gift. Every dollar counts. So thank you very much, Victor. Daniel in Uniontown, Ohio, $200 gift. Marcus in Alma, Arkansas, one of my home states, $250. Bobby in Rome, Georgia, $100. An anonymous donor in Coppell, Texas, $20 a month. And we've been hearing from people in Texas as well. Paulette from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Wait, so you mean Canada? In addition to Texas.
In addition to Texas. Yeah, no, people from Canada.
As well, yeah.
Well, Texas used to be another country as well.
Yeah, that's right.
But people from Canada, like Paulette in Regina, Saskatchewan, $200 gift. Mike from St. Catharines, Ontario, $18 a month gift. Thank you to all of you for your support. A lot of people giving, but we need a lot more people to give because we have that $20,000 matching challenge. We won't make the $20,000 if we don't get $20,000 in support from our very generous donors here today. So by all means, give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and also contemplate, you know, what amount you could afford. You may be in a position where $10 is all you can afford, but you might be in a position where you could donate $100 or $500 or $1,000 or $10,000. There are people like the donor who's underwriting today's $20,000 matching challenge who have been that blessed. And so think about the blessings that you've received from God and what you might be able to do. The number again is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
We go now around the globe, spanning the globe, as they used to say. Mary in Norway, which I believe is in Europe. You are on
it's the north part of Europe.
Oh, okay, good. You're on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, Mary.
Oh, yeah. I wondered, since Protestants usually are able to take confession over the phone, which I know Catholics don't do since it's supposed to be in person, how come? The only reason I can think of it is that Protestants don't see confession as a sacrament.
Well, that's possibly one of the reasons. I'm not familiar with Protestant practice in Norway. There, the church is a Lutheran church. And Lutherans sometimes, I know in other countries, do have the practice of confession, but they don't consider it a sacrament. I wouldn't be surprised to learn that in some places they do it over the telephone, although I haven't known of that from my own experience. But in that case, you're right, the fact that it's not considered a sacrament may be playing a role. One of the things that Catholic theology has understood is that there needs to be a certain kind of personal presence for a sacrament to be effective. And in the, like, for example, you can't have someone else be baptized on your behalf. You need to be personally present in the case of baptism so that the water of baptism can be applied to you. Similarly, you can't have someone take communion on your behalf. If you're going to receive communion, you have to do it with your own mouth, which requires you to be personally present. So, so that's the way it is for some sacraments. There needs to be a personal presence. Interestingly, the church doesn't regard that as being the case for all sacraments. One sacrament where it doesn't hold their need that you need to personally be present is matrimony. The Code of Canon Law provides for what's known as marriage by proxy. And if you're, this is sometimes used in wartime, for example, or when a soldier is deployed and wants to marry someone but can't be there personally because of the deployment, he might deputize someone to be his proxy, and then that proxy would be personally present at the marriage ceremony and would exchange consent on behalf of the person getting married as his agent. And so you would have an exchange of consent by individuals who are personally there, even though one of them is acting on behalf of another. Now, one of the interesting things about why that's possible is because matrimony involves an exchange of consent, which is information that's being expressed from one person to another. I take you as my wife. I take you as my husband. And that's different than baptism, where it's not an exchange of information. There's an actual physical act that gets performed, namely the application of the water. Same thing with confirmation, which involves physical contact, or Holy Communion, which also involves this kind of contact. But there is one other sacrament that involves an exchange of information: confession. Because that's what you're doing in confession. You're informing the priest about your sin and your sorrow for it and your intention to repent. And so I'm not aware of anyone who's explored this idea, but I could imagine, hypothetically, somebody might say, well, just like you could have a proxy version of marriage, you might could have a proxy version of confession or a long-distance confession, and maybe that would suffice to do confession over the telephone. it's possible. I don't know of any church document that says it's not possible. But even if it were possible, there's another very good reason why one shouldn't be doing confession over the telephone. It's not secure. As we all know from the various revelations that have been in the news in the last few years, there are government agencies, both in the United States and in other countries, that are listening to all of our electronic communications. And the church wants to make sure, so that people will feel comfortable confessing, that their confession will be absolutely secret, that the priest will not tell anybody. In fact, he'll be excommunicated if he tells anybody. And it's therefore forbidden for anyone who overhears a confession to reveal its contents. It's forbidden to tape record a confession. It's forbidden for the priest to reveal it. If you need a language translator to do your confession, it's forbidden for the translator to reveal what was said. And so because of the church's concern for your privacy and your security, doing confession over a telephone is going to be or over the internet or Skype or anything is going to be a non-starter, because none of those means are secure. They are being listened to by other parties, and the church wants you to be comfortable unburdening yourself and saying whatever's on your soul without worrying about other people hearing that information or using it against you.
Mary, thank you very, very much for that call. Jimmy Akin is our guest this hour. It's Open Forum. By the way, if you're on the line, don't go anywhere. Stay on the line. We got another hour of Open Forum next hour. I am at this moment not sure if it will be you, Jimmy, or Tim Staples.
We'll find out.
But we will find out in short order.
If it's Tim, I'm going to go back to my office and take more phone calls. So I'll be more than happy to take your pledge if you call in. If not, we still have lots of other people who are going to be online taking your phone calls, taking your pledges. And now when we're about to have the gap between the hours is a really great time for you to call in, because it means you won't miss anything. We have a gap of a few minutes between the 2 hours. So right now is an ideal time to call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Please call in while you're thinking about it and while we have this great time for you to call in with all these people standing by and the gap between the hours coming up so that you won't miss anything at all. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, that number is 888-291-8000. And if you're not here in North America, or if you're listening after the show is live, you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It is available for you safely and securely 24 hours a day, every day of the year. You can support us there as well. No matter what size your gift is, whether it's small or large, we really appreciate it, and we really need it because of that $20,000 matching challenge. If we're going to get all that $20,000, we need your generosity, and we need it today, because we're now halfway done with today's program. We only have another hour to talk about this, so by all means, please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
$20,000 dollar for dollar match today. $20,000 given to us if we can raise $20,000 on air. If we raise five, then we're going to get a gift of five. If we raise 10, we're going to get a gift of 10. We're hoping to use all $20,000 of that match. I want to thank Greg in Omaha, Nebraska, who made an $18 a month monthly pledge. That's going to be $36 to us because every dollar will be matched. But also at that amount, we're able to send Greg The Case for Catholicism, the new book from Trent Horn, and The Bible in a Year. A book about going through the Bible in a year, edited by the very fine Bible scholar, Dr. Tim Gray. We'd love to send those to you. Can you make a monthly pledge of $18 or more? Just give us a call, 888-291-8000. We'll get you through the process very quickly. Or alternately, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000 is the number. If you are ready and willing to support Catholic Answers, keep this program on the air. Keep sharing the good news of Christ and His Church and God's love for all of humanity. 888-291-8000. More Open Forum coming up right after this on Catholic Answers Live.